let's look at the real possibilities of what could happen on planet Earth around 2012. And again, I agree with you. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. You know, it's a Friday night, and I've invited a million guests on that night, and we're going to be here. And I suspect that when the clock ticks and gets us into December 22nd, we're going to still be on the air.
Yeah, that's more than likely, yes.
And we just move on. But in your view, what are the possibilities? What are out there? What do the Hopis say? What are the
I will tell you what you know, what's being studied. I mean, let's stay in the science realm.
All right.
And these are what governments are studying right now.
This is real, right?
This is absolutely real, sure. And you know, evidence that it has happened in the past to planet Earth. Okay, so first we have our solar system flying by this black hole. That's the first big thing, and that's going to affect everything, the sun and all the planets, all right, okay. If it does have an effect. But let's look at the effect that is going to be possible on planet Earth and what's been happening, okay? And there are really three things that can happen on planet Earth. One is the axis of rotation changes, which is what happened 5,000 years ago. The potential for that happening is very real.
Okay.
The second is that the polar magnetic fields reverse, because they keep getting closer, the positive keeps getting closer and closer to the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that when they touch, they're going to repel.
Now, that would that be abrupt, or would it be gradual?
Well, we don't know. We think it would probably be pretty abrupt, because magnetic energy is very powerful once it gets to that point of repelling.
I mean, because the magnetic poles have shifted somewhat already.
That's
correct.
They're moving closer together. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And they've been studying that ever since about 1950. So what that would do, you know, the first one turns the Earth a little bit kind of on its side. That's the axis. The second one is going to flip it upside down if those poles reverse. So that's the second possibility.
All right.
And then the third possibility is they're currently, you know, inside the Earth there is this molten rock. And the molten rock, there's an iron core to the center of the Earth. And this molten rock has been spinning around that iron core. And that creates the magnetic poles and creates the rotation of the Earth, which allows it to orbit away from the sun in a consistent basis.
Now we have a real problem if something happens to that core.
That is correct. And the core has been speeding up and speeding up and speeding up on a measurable level over the last 30 years.
That's interesting.
And what science says is that there is a potential that it will reach a point where it will stop and go the other way.
And like a reverse rotation.
That's correct. Just like a reverse, it'll stop and then it'll spin back the other way. Now, if that happens, that's going to be very significant, because at the moment of stopping, there is no gravity.
Off we go.
And therein lies a rationale for having a space station or having airplanes that can fly outside of the Earth's atmosphere.
When you think of all the reasons and things that have had to occur for us to live on this planet, it's absolutely astronomical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We beat the odds. But the thing is, we beat the odds because we evolved and we became smarter and more adaptable. And we are not doing that right now. And that is the point of my foundation and the point of my book and my work, is that we need to get intelligent human beings together with resources and start addressing some of these potentials, because they are not going to solve themselves. And some of them, you know, may be man-made, and we can address them through social change or government or education, but there is also a great potential that they're going to be natural. And we need to be prepared.
Right. And I tend to believe in the natural possibilities.
Yeah, well, we are going to get some very significant alignments of planets coming up in the next 2 years. And, you know, we know how the moon affects the Earth by causing the tides rise and fall.
Earthquakes during full moons and new moons.
Correct. Well, when you start lining up five and six planets all in a direct line, including the moon, you're putting a tremendous amount of gravitational pull on one side of the Earth. And that's what causes these plates to move. And when they move, that's where you get volcanoes and earthquakes.
Now, do you believe that that was the real science part of it? Now let's get into some of the ancient civilizations.
Okay.
Did the various groups that you've mentioned, the Mayans, Chinese, the Hopis, Jewish folks, Israelites, I guess, from the ancient era, Hindus and Egyptians, did they all know this, that these changes could occur?
Definitely, they were aware of the 26,000-year orbit and that we are coming up to one of the apexes, and that's essentially what they all made us aware of. You know, and the Egyptians especially, because the Egyptians, well, they were all pretty big astronomers, and they really understood the cycle and the movement of the solar system inside the Milky Way galaxy.
But they had no equipment. They had no telescopes.
Well, but they also had no lights and very little fire. And so back in ancient times, when it was really, really dark, the sky was tremendously alive and much more easy to see than it is today.
Well, it's like looking at stars when you're out on a lake, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's an incredible view. It really
but
is.
But you know, we have evidence all over the planet where they built observatories. They built their buildings and their temples in precise alignments with planets, with the cycles of planets. The Mayan in particular were fascinated with Venus. And so they built most of their monuments to coincide with the rising and the setting of Venus and the morning sun. And actually, the transits that are happening, there are big transits leading up to December 21st, 2012.
Do any of these ancient civilizations not agree with each other? Do they conflict at all?
No, not as far as the time. They all say winter solstice. But as far as what's going to happen, there is some disagreement. You know, a lot of it's myth, and so therefore it's subject to interpretation. But collectively, they definitely say that it's like a time of great, great population and great unrest amongst the people and amongst the government. And they also say it's a time of great heat and hot, which is going to affect the crops and the food production and the water, and that there is going to be a need. You know, there is going to be more people than there is food and water.
Are you convinced that something Earth changes will occur?
Yeah, I do believe that there will be significant events that are going to require us to adjust. Yeah, it's not going to be business as usual into the future. We can't sustain this.